What were they like?
It is gotta steal, and train them to be an ox. Mm-hmm. And they plowed oxen too. My daddy plowed a mini ox. Yes.
How would they be hitched together? Do you remember?
You ain't never seen a mule hitched still?
How are mules hitched?
They put the harnesses on them.
Uh-huh.
And and they drive them, like to a buggy or wagon or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call two of them working together?
That's a two-horse team.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You call it a team of?
Mm-hmm. A mules, a horse together.
What's that?
Two-horse team.
Uh-huh.
They be together. They hitch them together.
Mm-hmm.
They be pulling together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where would you keep the? Do you have any shelters for the horses?
Yeah, they had called them stables.
Uh-huh.
They had stables for them.
Where would the stables be?
Out by the crib.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Just little buildings to themselves?
Yeah, just a little building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the biggest building on your farm, besides the house?
Well, they had the crib. The crib was large. To put the hay in, the corn in, hay on one side and corn on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about the animals that you milk? What were they?
They was cows. Them was cows.
Uh-huh.
People used to milk the cows, but people don't milk cows now like they used to. You know what I'm talking about, what people have them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They'd rather go to the store and buy them now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you keep the cows?
In the field.
What other places? Did you have shelters for them?
They had a pen. They pen them, when they milk them, they pen them at night.
Uh-huh.
And separate the cave from them. Put the cave on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And pen, the cow to milk.
What did they call that pen?
It's a fence.
What did they call the pen?
A cow pen.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They called it a cow pen.
How big was it?
Oh, it was a good big, about as big as this house, from that distance around.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about the big building where you keep hay and you'd house the cattle?
What about it?
What would that be called?
What'd it be called?
Uh-huh.
A crib.
What about barn?
A barn?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they call some of them barns too.
Now, is a crib and a barn the same thing?
Yeah. Barn and a crib.
Uh-huh.
Mm, that's what it is called. They call different things. A barn and a crib, that's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever speak of a barn much?
No, they say crib, I did.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And, what would you have for the cows for shelter for them? A place they could get up under if it was raining?
Well, sometimes they have a shelter at, by the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And in the crib. And they go up under there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Any place out in the field where they might have?
No, they didn't have no place built out in the, field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a granary?
A granary?
Granary.
Mm-hmm.
A place for keeping grain?
Green.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. No, listen, it's up, in town or something like that now. I hear them talking about they have a place to keep greens up there. I didn't see it now. They say they have a place to keep them.
Uh-huh.
Things like that. Such as watermelon and saying, and just about 2 months before watermelon come out, they get them out there and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll keep them over until another year.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get them out and sell them.
Hmm. What did you call the upper part of the barn?
They call it a story.
Uh-huh.
And they can story, if some of them, they don't have all of them like that. Now, if they have some built like that, you put the hay up story and the corn to the bottom, but a mighty few of them are like that, you see.
Mm-hmm.